Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. Call number five right now. 214-787-1971. Wins a pair of tickets to go to Texas Motorplex in Ennis for the NHRA Texas Fall Nationals. That's the Stampede of Speed. Hell yeah. Happening October 2nd through the 10th. Caller number five won a pair of tickets. So go now.
Thank you, Kevin. I'd like to correct Ben's mistake earlier when he was trashing Tom Pullman. He's actually Chief Programming Officer of iHeartMedia. So just to clarify all that, if you want to send an email.
I was just trashing everyone.
Yeah, but all for you to specifically put him in your crosshairs.
I mean, really, it was all the executives.
Yeah. But to really go after him by name.
It was an executive trashing.
Yeah,
that
well,
you did.
You guys had started saying that, and I was like, who are you guys talking about? And then you guys told me, and then I just repeated what you said.
Think about Tom Pullman, though. Quite the fisherman.
Mm. Yeah.
Why are you guys talking about him so
much? He really baits it out there.
You know who's a real jerk? Kevin.
Turner?
Turner. For saying all those mean things about the executives that I admire so much.
Yeah.
Because I love corporations.
For me, it's the courage of the radio suits that make this such a special culture.
I've always said that. It's like, man, those people in New York and L.A. that I'll never meet, they mean a lot to me. And I cherish every potential email I get from them that's
this is
emailed.
The best situation we've ever been in because we don't ever have to deal with any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, we were micromanaged so much that we had to sit down with suits all the time and justify why we did every single thing we did. Now we don't have to, and that's incredible. While they try to make us pretend to be excited that Booker T is getting 19 grand to show up at something.
It's still weird, though, that you would put Tom Pullman squarely in your crosshair.
I don't even know who that is.
Well,
by the way,
perhaps you should take that quiz about our great leaders here at iHeart.
By the way, Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, 3 p.m. on CW 33 on Saturday.
What? Is that right?
After?
Are you serious? Dude, I guarantee you Spittle bought time on that show. All right. Shout out to the
taking Roy's salary and using it for that.
What do you want to do with Roy's salary? All right. So shout out to Live to Give. Fantastic company. We love being partnered with them. LiveToGive.com. Great operation started by John Wayne Walding, and half of their net profits go to nonprofits that benefit first responders and veterans. We think it's a great cause, great organization, and it's a great product. The coffee's delicious. The water is on point. It's the type of bottled water you'd want to be buying anyways. They got great swag, and all those dollars matter. Sometimes we'll talk about this, and my mom, for example, will go, Jeffrey, James wants to help those people you were talking. It's like, well, the best way to do it is to just buy the water or just buy the coffee or just buy the gear. You don't even have to go make a donation anywhere. Just buy the products that are great products, and half of the net proceeds go where they're supposed to go. So it's an easy way to help out, just buying stuff you would normally need. I mean, Christina, you need water?
Always.
Are you hydrated?
And coffee.
You're
never
both
hydrated enough.
Okay, well, let's get Live to Give in the mix. So you can do the same. Be like Christina. Drink Live to Give water and coffee. But right now, it's time for this.
Ha, 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 Ben and Skin listeners. Here comes KT Fun Tweets with a round. The sports.
Now let's go around the sports.
Yeah.
KT Fun Tweets has all the sports. Yeah.
We're not spending a lot of time on him today. The one Cowboys thing of today is Keanu Neal is being put on the COVID list.
Whoa.
But he's got a chance to play Monday night, but he was one that's not fully vaccinated on
Atta
the
boy
team. But he doesn't have the virus. So I don't know. I don't even know how that stuff works.
Wait, what? He doesn't have it?
But he's a close contact with someone
close contact
who
that
did
get it. So since he's not vaccinated, he has to show
yeah
it.
Do you guys still carry your iHeart emergency media card around with you?
Oh, yeah.
You have it? Really?
I swear it, yeah.
That's fascinating. I got rid of mine. I just looked down and saw it hanging from your neck, Kevin. I was like, are you going to do some emergency broadcasting here?
You know, like, if, when you're on the emergency response team, as we are.
Right.
But, as three of us are.
This card, like, I've always been a big believer in this. Like, you can get anywhere you want to go, for the most part, especially when we were growing up, you know, before... I mean, there's been a lot of things that have happened that have made it harder to get access places, but...
Been a lot of changes in the law.
When you act like you... If I had a suit on and had a clipboard, I feel like I could get almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I can act confident like I know I'm supposed to be backstage.
Right.
I'm going backstage. This iHeart Emergency Response Team identification card they gave us, you could pretty much get anywhere in the world you wanted to get with this.
Yeah, they gave us that so we could still broadcast when martial law broke out.
Yeah, so I'm always going to have this on me. It's like, hey, I'm sorry you can't park here. Oh, really? I'm on the iHeart Emergency Response Team.
Right, I'm here to respond to the emergency while broadcasting. Have you not heard 2 to 5? Like, we're real important. Tom Pullman has authorized this.
I think you can travel during a travel ban with this thing.
I did.
Walk on.
I did.
Take me across the seven seas.
Yeah, you could go into the cockpit and go, hey, I'm going to need to land this plane. I'm on the iHeart Emergency Response Team.
I disguise myself as someone who would normally be racially profiled, and that card got me right through wherever I needed to go. It was amazing.
Now, if you're on the Cumulus, you know, Emergency Response Team, or the Odyssey Emergency Response Team, you know, they call it out like it's a fake ID.
Well, if you're on the Odyssey team, you have to tuck in your shirt and wear a fan logo on it, or so everyone knows who you are.
Right. It is fun though to walk in and immediately have the promo people ask you if you'd like a koozie.
So
that's my favorite story.
That's
dude.
My favorite bit.
God,
sorry, can I pick it up at the station on Monday?
Yeah, there's so many bad stories, and since you brought that up, I can just remember we're at the fan, and they wouldn't pay for promo material, so we bought our own T-shirts, paid for all of our own shirts. We were at an event, a promo event. What is it? This dumbass folded paper football tournament.
That's the best one, dude.
What is that called? Fan bowl?
Fan flip.
KT's got to be careful here. You can still work that.
Well, no, I really didn't remember.
It's called
Fan Bowl. Sausage Fest.
It's called Fan Bowl, and at those events, we're not allowed to host the event. They have a guy in a referee shirt hosting it who works for the promo team that brought out the, I don't know.
He's good, though. I liked him, whatever his name
was.
And
I met that guy recently. He goes, we asked them, why didn't you just let the host host it because you're surrounded by radio hosts? They're like, oh, they'll get you drunk. Okay, well, if that's your logic, why do you let everyone drive it home from the event? So clearly that's not it. So you have some Foot Locker employee hosting the event, right? Shooting paper footballs, dumbest thing ever. You make the host go to it. And so we brought our own giant box of T-shirts that we paid for ourselves. I see the promo guy who's in charge of promotions for the whole cluster. And I'm like, hey, I'm about to pull up with this giant box of T-shirts. We're going to hand them out. We paid for them ourselves. Can you just have your promo guys just come get them from the curb and then bring them in, and then we'll deal with it, just because I can't leave my car here and I'm not going to carry it from a parking space? And he's like, man, I just can't help you. I just can't do it. I just can't get involved in that. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, all my guys are elsewhere at this event. I'm like, what? You can't? We're paying for stuff to give away. So then finally deal with the hassle of getting this giant box of T-shirts in there that we paid for ourselves to hand them out to help to promote the show. And the first thing that happens is a girl comes up from our promo crew, goes, hey, you guys want a fan koozie? Do you guys listen to the station?
Sometimes.
It just depends if I'm driving home from the shift.
Oh, my God.
That's all right, man. I'm going to go this year if they have it again. You think they'll have it after COVID?
I don't know.
I'd like to go. I'd like to go as soon as I land from a week of broadcasting.
That was the other thing.
That was tough.
They planned it the day we got back from, was it the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
We get back from the Super Bowl. We had to immediately go do that event. We just stayed at like the worst living conditions we've experienced as adults, and then you have to rush back after a connecting flight and go to an all-day station event where you have to tuck your shirt in and act like you care about it.
We're just like, hey, why don't we just move it one Saturday?
1 week later, we could brand it as football doesn't end with the Super Bowl. We still have Fan Bowl.
It'd be great. Why don't we do that? You know, I don't know. Well, why not? Well, you know, it wasn't our idea to do that.
The connection between...
We can't sell that up the corporate ladder. It only can be things that are our ideas.
The connection between the hosts and the listeners is real and authentic and magical.
Yeah.
Where it all gets screwed up is when suits get involved and try to micromanage it and make it something it doesn't need to be, especially if they're East Coast suits and they're here in Texas trying to make it sound like Jersey.
Tom Pullman's from the East Coast.
I was about to Philly. Say, like, hey, Tom Pullman again?
It works in Philly. It'll work in Dallas. Well, guess what? Dallas hates Philly. We hate everything about it. We hate Andrew Cataldi. We hate calling everyone a bum. We hate sports talk that's only callers who don't even watch the damn game telling us stuff, okay? That plan sucks.
Oh, and that wasn't even a real plan, though. Like, that guy retired. The guy who said
Pullman?
The guy who said to do all that stuff retired. He was Francesa's running buddy. Like, that whole thing's not even a real thing. It was just a panic thing for a week, and then it turned into a thing.
By the way, that's...
For months. But that guy retired.
That's
crazy.
That's an amazing segue on the Ben Simmons stuff, because did you ever hear the Philly audio that was going around a couple weeks ago when the host in Philly radio was calling Joel Embiid a fat guy that they wanted to run out of town? It was like 3 years ago.
What?
It resurfaced.
I don't listen to sports talk.
It was not local sports talk. It just became an internet thing because they repurposed it because it was trashing Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, and let's run them out of town to the point where people are calling in going, I'm not even going to pull for this team anymore until they're both gone. And then they're like getting them to the edge of the NBA finals. You know, it's just that whole thing of just hateful.
Right. That's
trash.
Hate. That says more about the people who get on board with that than anything.
Yeah.
Because it's like what we talked about before. When you know, we were at, you know, several different radio stations where we've been. There's not this here. You can send in a text message. So you can reach the host while they're on the show.
Text toy.
It had it at ESPN, had it everywhere. I mean, Salisbury used to get so distracted by it and getting all these fights with people texting in. But, you know, somebody can say, hey, you suck. This sucks. I quit. You suck. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. Well, what's fascinating is you could click on the link and see every text they've ever sent in. And it was really a behavioral thing that said more about those people because they had sent in for years.
Right.
For a decade, they said, I'm never listening again. You suck, you suck, you suck, you suck, constantly. It's like the only...
It's a guy at work who's mad.
Yeah.
I get some of the idea of edutainment. It's just, it's never been a big thing for me, personally. Like, I have too many things that I like to spend a lot of time on things I don't like. There are people, it's the whole... You know, Howard Stern was very smart about it, and Rush Limbaugh's the whole, man, I can either have them love me or hate me, and I'll get both of them. The ones that hate me will keep listening. But I just don't fall in that category of I'm going to listen to someone I hate because I have all these other things that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take time away from things that you... We're talking about this. I really do want to watch Dave. I'm sure it's a great show. What I've seen, I've loved. I got so much crap going on, I don't have time to do it. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time watching a host or something that I hate to get riled up because I don't have time for that. There's not enough time for the things that I love. So the people that want that, that is a tough way to go, I think. That's going to run you down. That's just too much negative energy.
I don't know much about basketball, but who is Ben Simmons and why is he mad?
He doesn't want to play for the Philadelphia 76ers anymore because after having a terrible playoff run, and shooting 34% at the line, Joel Embiid and his coach pretty much publicly called him out, right?
Yeah.
And so he said this was, you know, it's been a weird season, so that ended in late June or early July.
The coach called him out, like, for saying he can't shoot or for...
They just basically, I don't have it in front of me, but it was basically, hey, you know, he's got to step up, and he didn't. And they basically kind of blamed losing the series on him. It wasn't like that direct, like, we lost because of Ben Simmons, but it was very clear who they were talking about. And so he was like, okay, well, F you guys. I'll never play another game in a 76er uniform again. So she usually is like, all right, we'll work that out over the summer.
Okay, but the Donnie quotes were nowhere near that. But it was like, he was talking about, hey, Luka's got to learn to involve everybody, right?
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Right.
Was it heavier handed?
Oh, yeah. In fact, would you mind trying to look it up right quick?
Sure.
KT? So it was the whole idea of, you know, you've got two superstars. And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because to me, it's like some of the way people talk about Porzingis. You know, it's like, well, I'm going to blame Porzingis for everything. Dude, I would love to have Ben Simmons on my basketball team. He's a 25-year-old. He's probably the single best defensive player in basketball.
I mean,
he can literally guard every position on the floor. You can go put him on the other. He'll guard, you know, a lot of times when the Mavs are playing the Sixers. And by the way, if you watch the Mavs play the Sixers this year, Sixers ran the Mavs out of the gym. Those were far and away the least competitive games the Mavericks played against anybody else.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, that was the only time I watched that game going, yeah, we've got zero chance of beating this team. Like, they destroyed us.
Is Porzingis for Ben Simmons even a possible thing?
I mean, that. So your personal best friend, Tim Kalishaw, wrote an article about that, and you know I love Tim. That would be the Sixers are going to put Embiid and Porzingis on the floor together, and that is just a complete defensive nightmare in the modern game. Whereas Ben Simmons, you don't have to take him off the floor defensively. He can cover, he can play small ball, he can play big ball. His problem is he cannot shoot at all. I mean, at all. I think he's hit one three-pointer his whole career and is like a half-court shot at the end of a quarter. But he can, on our team, he would be a center. He would, you know, he would set, I would love it. You know, we always see teams flood Luka, like two guys double-team him. Man, if you're doing that with Ben Simmons setting the screen, you just dump it off to Ben Simmons and it's 4-on-3 dunks all day. And you can throw lobs to him. But I would argue that he's a bad fit on a team that has Embiid because they're going to take up a lot of the same space on the floor, right? So his value is, it's a lot like Porzingis where they got to get his value up. Do you have the comments there?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think Ben Simmons is being a little butthurt here, honestly, because
is this the Doc comment or the
it's
Embiid
the Doc Rivers
comment?
Doc Rivers comment.
Okay, what did he say?
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's fine.
He was asked a leading question, is he a championship caliber point guard? And Doc said, I don't know.
Okay.
And he said he struggled from the free throw line. There's no doubt about that. We got a lot of work to do. I still believe in him, but I don't know the answer to that question right now.
Okay. So Ben Simmons didn't like immediately following a loss that his coach said, I don't know.
Well, it's a bad question that he was asked. Is he a championship-level point guard? What's that even mean?
I don't know, man.
No one knows.
It's a Philly media question. But my whole point is that Doc Rivers has been around so long, he knows how to answer that.
Yeah. All he had to say is, hey, I think he's one of the best players in the NBA.
Right.
And we sure are lucky to have him, and we're going to build around him. We're going to go back. We're all going to get better. I need to get better. Whatever. He could have said all of that stuff. Yeah.
The problem is that Philly should have won that series, and they were disappointed. And then I don't remember what Embiid said. But anyways, so there are people that are saying that he'll never play a game in Philly ever again. And his contract, he's already been paid half of the money for this year coming up anyways.
God.
So if they start fining him for not showing up, they've already paid. I mean, I think he's due to make 30, and they've already paid him $15 million, and he hadn't even shown up yet.
Well, now they have no leverage, though, either.
They have no leverage. There's I think he'll be traded in a good trade for a really good player because there's someone that's going to go, oh, yeah, I can turn that guy around. I just got to get him in a different environment.
Portland?
So if I'm Portland, I'm trying to trade CJ McCollum for him. I'm not trying to trade Dame. But if Dame demands to be moved, I mean, putting Ben Simmons and CJ McCollum and some stuff together, that's pretty good, man. Ben Simmons is still an elite player. He's got huge flaws in his game, but I'm not going to I mean, it reminds Jim Clemens famously gave up on Jason Kidd as a Dallas Maverick because he couldn't shoot.
Right.
Clearly not a good idea.
What about, would you do McCollum for Porzingis, or is that a fair swap, or is that Porzingis too good?
I'm very inclined. I mean, I love McCollum, so you've thrown a tough one at me, and I think McCollum would be awesome here. I would strongly consider that. In fact, I might do that, but only if I knew that, okay, I've tried to rehabilitate this situation, that worked out. I'm still a huge believer in Kristaps Porzingis.
Same.
I think he is an all-star talent, and I think he had a season that was disappointing. I think he's as healthy as he's ever been, and I think people are going to be really excited when they see the way that the Mavericks play this year. They're going to push the ball.
So does he fit better in if you're going to run?
He's going to play a lot of big for your team because he's big, but he can still space the floor and not get in Luka's way, but they can get the ball on the move to him. They can do a lot of different things. And when he's engaged, he's a pretty good help side defender. He will block some shots and bother some shots. When he's not engaged, it sucks, right? But I still think that, you know, for all the people that are disappointed about what the Mavericks didn't do, what they have to do is they have to get way more out of Porzingis, and there's way more to get. So
yeah,
I feel good.
Whatever chemistry issue there is with you know, Luka and Porzingis, they just got to get that resolved.
They're young, dude.
They're just young, and I haven't heard anything that makes me think it's not. It's something that can be fixed.
I saw a really interesting. I know we got to go. I saw a really interesting tweet today from a guy talking about, and he's, you know, a huge basketball fan. He blogs. And the 75 greatest players thing came out. And he was talking about how little he knows about the history of basketball. He's ashamed. And that, to me, very much goes into the panic because young people run social media. And they don't really have the perspective and the knowledge of it. And so this idea that you're panicking as Lucas played 3 years of basketball is comical. And I'm like, man, I can remember by Dirk's fourth or fifth year, people were still not sure if you could win with him. So it's just that perspective of people are freaking out over a very tiny point in history and time. And things do change, and players do force their... I get it. I get that anxiety. But I think a lot of it has to do with just not really having the perspective of the history of it. The whole point is that you have Luka. That's the hardest thing to get.
Right.
You're going to be fine.
I just want him to be happy. I want him to stay forever.
I do, too.
All right, good stuff. This is the Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.